Spark a conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, education. This is Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven. When we on the air, it's always a lituation. Might talk about some litigation, might talk about some immigration, might talk about some politics, but never talk nonsense. Yes, we on in this live. Watch and listen, it's a vibe. Watch it while you getting high, or you can listen while you drive. Just don't forget to subscribe.
Roll up. I'm trying to get high.
Welcome to Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven podcast with your host, the Mary Jane Maven. I am the producer, the hubby. Follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Show us some love and click that subscribe button now. Don't forget to click the bell so you get notifications and click the like button on the videos.
And now, your host.
You know, you are a mother, you are a wife. Those are things that you deal with every day. Those are triumphs every day when we lay our head down. And same for our husbands, being fathers and being, you know, being husbands. But as soon as we lay our head down and all that we care about is taken care of, we're successful.
Exactly.
Every day that we make it, it's a success. So to add on top of that, the message that it gives to your children and to those around you is one of the most powerful things that we have within us as well. That's another resource. And we don't think of it like, well, let me give you a service or let me help you here. It's something that is residual so that when our children grow up, they're going to have a different experience than what we had growing up.
You exactly. know?
So now on that point, do you feel like you said, you'd like to show who you are before medicating and then after medicating? So speaking to that, do you think that cannabis makes you a better mother? And then second point, do you think that it improves your relationship? Like, does your husband medicate with you? And how do you feel about that?
So for the first question, I do believe that cannabis does make me a better mother. And I say that because I notice a lot of times, like, if I get frustrated, then I will tend to yell. I will tend to just close myself off. Yep. And I don't like any of that. And a child doesn't deserve any of that. No. So a lot of times cannabis helps me bring me down to their level, you know, and just to help me regulate my own mood and to not blow it top. Because
yes. And have a different conversation, right? Yeah. Than what your mother would have had with you in a situation. Like, you know,
for me growing up, my mom would tell me a lot of times, you know, don't backtalk me, shut up when I tell you to shut up or do as I say do. But for me as a mom, because I didn't have a voice and because it affected me so much, I give my kids a voice. And 9 times out of 10, people think that their voice that they're speaking with is being disrespectful. Like, that's what they think my children are doing, but that's not what they're doing. Like, my children aren't disrespectful to me. I just allow them to speak their mind. You know, if I tell them to do something and they say they don't want to do it, well, I ask them, well, why don't you want to do it? Because, mommy, I'm doing this right now. Okay, son, finish what you started. And then after that, can we do this together? I'll help you clean this up. You know, I give them choices and options.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to let them know. It's because I said, but after, I mean, my husband's very good at that with our oldest, he'll be 15 in August. And he's very good at saying, no, tell me what you mean. Like, you have this look on your face. You have this energy about you. So tell me what you're feeling right now. You know, and while I'm sitting there going, I don't give a shit, this little nigga think what I said is what I said. But once he does that, then it is good. I see the, you know, the skills that you're developing behind that, because both of my children, I mean, my 11-year-old today used the word, he was like, that's what I was inferring to. And then yesterday he was like, that is so vile. And I was like, where did you get this vocabulary from? But that's how we've always taught them. We want them to be able to not be a pushover, to be able to tell somebody why you're saying no, or to question them, but question them in a way that's respectful, but also lets them know, this is why I'm questioning. I know what I'm talking about. You know, it's, we tell them, like, you don't just take what people say as bond. You don't take people's word as bond. You always need to develop yourself, do your due diligence, and then be able to use your critical thinking and create the right response or what the right answer is for you. but always make sure, you know, that there are facts and there's, you know, and there's credence behind what you say. And that takes practice in the household. That yeah. takes place in growing up. Because when they get into a situation of having a boss, you know, they're going to be able to say why they can't do something or why they deserve a raise or, you know, just not be a pushover in life. Either be a pushover or respond, you know, like a stick of dynamite, you know? So I love that. How old are your babies?
I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. Both of them will be 5 and 8 this summer. Two boys.
Oh, that's two. Our babies are, the birthdays are what? 4 days apart? Yes.
3 years.
Yeah, they're 3 years apart. Yeah. So the oldest was born 8-8-08. And then the youngest was born 8-12-11.
Wow, my son was born August 9th.
Oh. When I said that, I was like, I knew it. I knew something. That's awesome. So you have a Leo.
I have a Leo, and I have a Virgo. And my youngest son was born September 1st. Yeah. Oh, so God. I'm still learning the Virgo ways. I don't know about him yet. He, that boy right there, he is something else. My God.
That's Virgos. Okay. That women, men, Virgos, like usually each sign, like for me, I can get along with Cancer women probably better than like Cancer men. Are you okay?
Yeah. See, that's June 24th.
Probably why we're hitting it off. My best friend of, 35 years? Yes. God damn. 35 years is a Cancer. Her birthday's July 15th.
So I'm all about them June Cancers.
I'll see. Yeah. So it's very funny that Aries men are homebodies while Aries women are like, where are we going? Let's go right. That's me. That's like we go right there. So it's usually a difference within the, you know, the sexes, but I find that in Virgo,
it's the same.
Both men, both women. Yeah. They're the same. So I give it to you. Especially the youngest two.
I can't wait to see what he's going to be like when he's a teenager. Cause right now as a toddler, he is just crazy. He's a little crazy. My son is off the wall.
Yeah. So you being psychology major, check into how they say that terrible twos to like four is the exact, just what it's exactly is going to be. It's going to be the same shit that you go through when they're going 12 to 14.
Because
if you think about it, 2 to 4, you know, they're walking, they're feeding themselves. They're, you know, they think they know. They say no a lot. They want to know why things happen, but they want to know in their own accord. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you cannot tell a 2 to 4-year-old something. They know. They're going to try it. Same thing when they're 12 to 14 because they're trying to develop who they are in the world. You know, they don't have to depend on mom and dad so much. They still do, but not as much. They're questioning authority.
I'm not ready. Yes. I'm not ready for that when he's a teenager. I don't even want to think about that. I just want my boys to stay. Well, man, I need Coco to get a little older. But I like the age of my oldest son right now. My oldest son, Ty, he is my twin. Me and my husband, we each have our own twin. My youngest is his and my oldest is mine. And he is so calm and just sweet and just so loving. Yeah. And I love that about him. He's a really caring soul. I also worry that that's going to be his downfall as he gets older. And that was mine.
Have to teach him. Yeah. So that's our oldest. So it's so funny that you say that. It's a duality. When we think about it, like, you know, maybe a mushroom's involved. So I get deep into it, but I'm just like, this is like the joke of the trick of the universe. Like, I'm going to tell you what being a parent is. It's basically making replicates of both of you and your best and worst features. But I think it's to help you be a better parent. And a better spouse, you know, because you see yourself so much in them.
Yes.
But both of our children are like my husband. One is like him now. So our oldest is an old soul. Okay. The one that was born on 8-8-08. I tell him all the time, you were here in 1808. You lived in 1908. And then you were born to us in 2008. Like, that boy is an old soul. He's not a typical teenager. And he's okay with that. But he did struggle a bit this year. And his biggest thing is he cares so much. Like, and we were like, you can't care. Like, that Richmond and, you know, this East Bay, this Pittsburgh had to come out in us as parents because we had to teach them, like, sometimes you gotta be an asshole, like, to match, because teenagers are assholes.
They are cruel. But
just the worst, right? The worst form of little people. Like, they're just worse. But it's hard to teach a caring, loving soul how to have that I don't give a fuck type of attitude. And I don't give a fuck about you. And especially as a teenager. But I would say that's one thing. If I can give you, like, any advice, you know, and we talk in 10 years and you'd be like, girl, you were absolutely right. But my husband, when I met him, knew right in college, was about a year into his fraternity. You cannot say shit to him. He, like, right there, like, all the time, right? Just, he was always like, he's a caring person, but he was always like, I'm not going to allow you to fuck with me. And this is what it is. That's how my 11-year-old is. So he says all the time, it's like, you guys are either side of my hand. So it's really funny. Mm-hmm. But my youngest one is very much like me. He likes to talk. He likes to be involved in everything. If that boy tells me one more activity that he wants to be a part of, I'm just like, we gotta stagger all this. And then my oldest has my interest in, like, pop culture and stuff. So it's funny to see yourself in both of them. But it's, like I said, it's a cruel joke. Like, here's a mirror to see if you identify, you know, that you just basically are looking at a little you. You know?
Yeah, that is crazy to think that my heart is, like, outside my body in two different forms. I'm like, oh, yes. God.
Oh, my God.
And y'all are too. Oh, I do rap, too, so.
So that's some bars. Where's our Dylan? We need our Dylan sound. That's a good one. No, I love having boys. Love it. Now, other than, like, the cleaning situation, you know, with girls, it's a lot easier to be like, these are your chores, clean. If I tell them one more time about, like, loading the dishwasher, she's like, we've got to go crazy. But I wanted boys, like, I have them, you know, they don't smell the same way that our nose and their nose does not work the same, clearly. But it's just something that I think it takes a special, to all women, super powerful. It takes so much to be a mother to either sex. But I think when you're a boy mom, you kind of have to have a little boy in you. You know, you kind of have to be a little tomboy.
I think you do too. Growing up, I was a tomboy. Like, I had an older brother, a little brother, and all my cousins my age were boys. So I was Rough Rider. I was with the big dogs at all times. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was not sitting on the porch. You will not catch me with a Barbie doll. Don't ask me to do nobody hair. I don't care. I definitely don't want to wear makeup. Fuck that. I'm going on outside on a skateboard and I'm riding out. See when the lights come on. That was me.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I get to, you know, be that with my sons too. And to them, they think I'm just the coolest mom ever because I hang out with them and I play fight with them and I just enjoy the same things. And I'm going to tell you, like, I prayed for my sons. Like, I did. I knew I wanted boys and God gave me boys and I love on those boys to my last breath. I love being a mother. It's one of my greatest gifts.
I think especially now raising young Black men, it's an extra added responsibility. And I think it's like I said, it's one of the most thankless they can get on inside, around, underneath your nerves. But knowing that I'm making somebody that's going to prepare to make another woman spouse completely happy, you know, that I'm giving them the skills. We are completely honest with our children. I mean, completely.
Sorry, but the gifts for dads who have everything.
Oh, this is okay.
The camera's $3,500.
I see.
Who's giving that for Father's Day?
So we'll talk about that. Being that you're married, and I did want to talk about marriage and cannabis. Set. Yes. So we got into a conversation yesterday.
Wine, craft.
It's maybe he's a drinker. So she's like, so
another wine craft.
We got into a discussion about, he's like, nobody fucking gives a fuck about Father's Day. He's like, I don't even understand. He had no idea when it was. My mother-in-law said to him, he coaches my son in basketball. And so it's summer league. So we have games pretty much every weekend.
What am I doing on a projector?
It's for crazy. People that like movies. And my mother-in-law says, wait, you guys are playing on Father's Day? He goes, I guess, whatever weekend that is. And she's like, you don't know Father's Day? He goes, Mom, I don't, nobody honestly, literally cares about Father's Day. He's like, let's break this down. So him and I were talking. This is definitely a smoking conversation. Okay. We were smoking. It was our early afternoon smoke, early evening. But we were talking. I said, no, babe, people care. And he's like, babe, Cosby Show, which one of the reasons why we got together the first night we hooked up is because we watched a Cosby Show, Different World. And we talked about shit. And we were like, oh, we have to have sex. We're like perfectly matched. So it made me start thinking. I'm like, yeah, more shows in like the 80s and the 90s, they always had an episode about crappy Father's Day gifts or people forgetting Father's Day. But Mother's Day is always the highest, you know, herald kind of holiday. And it's much more commercialized. You know, there's special brunches. There's you know, mimosa, bottomless mimosa brunches. There's cruises, you know, there's a kiss with K, you know, there's jewelry sales,
there's
flower sales. And so as soon as he said that, this proves that our phones listen. I get a notification from Amazon that's like the best Father's Day gifts under $20. And so he's like, even Amazon's trying to help my point. He's like, $20?
So Go ahead. I was just going to say, I'm like, my husband agrees. Like, he's like, the other day, he was like, you know, it's Father's Day coming up, right? And I was like, really? I was like, what day is that? Like, I care. But also, we're going on a cruise. So I'm like, in my mind, it's just somewhere else.
Nice. Yeah. Where are you guys going?
His family is taking us to Ensenada, Mexico.
Nice.
So
my mother-in-law just took all of us right before COVID to, we went to Jamaica. Cayman Islands, which don't ever waste your time going to, and Cozumel. We went on Carnival. It was fantastic. Okay, please enjoy yourself.
We're going on Carnival too.
Yes. Oh, enjoy yourself. Have the drinks. I will say this. Definitely take a pen. So maybe I'll have to find out when.
Have you seen the new?
Yes. So I watched. This is one of my things that I watch too on YouTube. I watch cruise vlogs. I watch this one specifically, Jay the Nomad. He also has a channel called Ship Life. Shout out to, well, you know what? I realized earlier, I want to stop saying shout out. I want to say like sesh out or something instead of shout out. Write that down.
Okay.
So, sesh out to Jay the Nomad. He's a Black cruise blogger, a vlogger, and he's put out 4 or 5 videos probably in the last 2 weeks about how they're adding dogs, sniffing, drug sniffing dogs. So my mother-in-law told us that when we went in 2019, we didn't see a dog, a sniffing, a cop, or anything, but we still took a wax pen. So that was fantastic.
Just to be clear, dogs can't sniff you. They can only sniff your luggage.
True. So what they're saying, though, like what he's saying in the videos is that they're going around to people's staterooms and they're like walking through common areas with the dogs to allow for that. But
a dog cannot sniff you. A dog cannot. They don't let dogs sniff people. They only have. That's why they have you get out the car and all that stuff. Mm. They can't sniff you. They only sniff your luggage.
Oh, okay. See? I'm putting that shit in my hair.
Well, you know, that part. Yes. So. We did go to Jamaica. We met a taxi driver who went in his pocket and gave us 3 of the best, fattest joints that I've it was fantastic. But other than that, we just took a wax pen. But we didn't have sauce then.
I was just about to say, like, do you think I can get this on board? Because I would. Oh, yeah. I would definitely.
And that wouldn't even have a smell. Unless you had
this. Yeah, and there's like no weed symbol or anything on hand.
No, I mean, it could be, and that's the thing that drives me crazy. The place that we went to go smoke on board is the same place that, you know, people go and smoke their cigars and their cigarettes. And I'm like, I got to sit next to this nasty ass Winston or this Camel or whatever this is being smoked. But yet you worried about me hitting, you know, some weed while we're in the middle of the ocean. But yeah, so I think definitely something like a sauce, you know, would travel well. I think anything that's in a disposable, you know, and built in, but this, that would be the best.
I have a few of them.
And they lasted. We were in March. We came back from a vacation and we got weed when we were down there. And shout out to Delighted, which is my in love with this brand. But I maybe celebrated too much and had a little too much of that quarter, because when we got home, we were like, we can't take a trip back to the dispensary. We had 3 of these pens and they lasted us 6 days, where we're flower people. We barely smoke flower. We just hit these pens.
The sauce pens?
Yeah. Yeah. We hit the White Widow one at night. And we had a Jack Diesel, which is, or Sativa, which is fire, because it's a cross between Sour Diesel and Jack Rare. It's fantastic. And then we had, do we have an indica? I think we did have an indica too. Oh, we had a gelato. That's, we had the gelato.
Mm. Oh, man. So,
and that got us through. And we're every 4 hours, other than when hubby's at work and stuff. Smokers.
Hey, you know, do what like you gotta do.
No, get through it. So I did, before we go, because I can talk to you all night, literally. Tell us a little bit about your perspective on being, you know, being a wife and smoking cannabis, and how that, you know, how you think that improves your marriage. I know for us, I think that it makes better communication. I make a joke all the time. You can be in an argument and then you hear that click, click, click of the grinder from the other room, and then you soften a bit. And then one of the two comes through and goes, "You want to smoke?" And then 3-5 minutes into that session, you're calmly talking about whatever you were just ready to, you know, get, just completely choke each other out about. So I do know we've been together 20, almost 22 years.
Mm-mm. Are you sure?
This is 2023. Yes, 22. Oh, wait.
10 more days.
It is. That is on the way. That is June. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Almost our anniversary.
Yes. Yes. Our get together anniversary.
It's not, yeah, I was about to say it's not our anniversary. Yeah. That's when she gave it up.
That's what he changed it to. For years, we celebrated the day that we got together. Plus, once we got married, of course, our anniversary. Last year, he decided to just switch it up on me. He was like, "Look, we've been together. We're together. Let's go. We're going to stop celebrating what happened in June 19th as our together date. And it's just going to be the day that you gave it up." But I was like, "I love you too." Okay.
Is it facts?
It is facts. I'm not shying away from that. I say all the time, people want to say, "Ooh, she gave it up the first night." And I'm like, "And I'm still married. Let me know where you're at."
It wasn't exactly.
I'll wait.
It was 19 days.
Because, yes, you did give me 5 days over. Yeah, we talked about it. Yes. I had a limit that he let me, you know, he let me slide over. You know, it's them Bay niggas. It's them Bay. That Bay area. That Richmond right there.
So my husband and I, we've been together for 10 years total and married for almost 7. It'll be 7 years on June 25th, one day after my birthday. Ooh, I wanted to drink for my birthday. I mean, I wanted to drink on my wedding. So I was like, let's have it the day after my birthday. And we did.
Perfect.
But we met in Vallejo, California, at Six Flags. That's where we worked. I was 18. Okay. I was 18 and he was 22, I think, when we met. So I've been with him like all of my life. We've been great together. But cannabis has really helped our relationship, because it allowed me to like open up. It allowed me to, like, along with therapy and cannabis, I've been able to get through a lot of trauma that before I started therapy, I would have issues in our sexual life because of my past sexual abuse that I dealt with. It after I had kids, like, my whole mindset changed, you know. I developed anxiety really bad. I still struggle with that. And before I had kids, like, I thought I was fine. I didn't have any of these issues. But something in my brain unlocked after these crushed fruits came out.
Yes, yes, right? A person comes out of your body and then things just, that's
something. Yeah, it's just different. Yeah. So
I relate.
I used to have moments, and this, I'm just being purely honest, like I used to have moments where my anger would like really get the best of me and I didn't really understand why. And I wasn't able to communicate how I felt. You know, I would shut down. And that's what I did as a kid. I would just shut down and I couldn't find my voice anymore.
Yeah.
But cannabis allows me to feel those emotions and get through them and then come to him when I'm able to be a sound mind and talk and listen to understand and not just to fucking speak just a bunch of words that don't make sense, you know?
Or shut down. We definitely have to talk offline and talk often because we had different different upbringing, but I have sexual abuse as well. Was slipped GHB my 10th grade year and assaulted by 6 people that I knew for years. And that's definitely something that I kind of got through in my own way. But I didn't realize that once I got with my husband, somebody to know you better than you know yourself and to see all your potential and to see your strengths and see things in you that you don't see in yourself. And when you have the combination of that and then cannabis within your relationship, it does allow you to be vulnerable and allows you to say things that you've never said to anybody.
Yeah.
And you feel okay about it. So that is special. And I, like I said, I can relate to that. I have chills. Once again, I'm going to hold back the tears because you are definitely bringing up something that I think a lot of us can relate to.
It's hard to get through. And it's hard for your partner to deal with. And like, in order for him to deal with it, I had to get help for myself because I knew that it was a real issue. You know, you can't be in a marriage and like not want your partner to touch you or, you know, because then they're going to think that something's wrong with them. But really, nothing is wrong with you, babe. I'm just struggling, you know, like,
and you
don't understand why.
Yeah.
I don't know how to communicate it.
It's for both parties because I know deep down they probably feel like, no, they really know what she really is. She's just not telling me. And it's really that you don't know. Cannabis helps. Cannabis
so helps So I had to get through that. And you know, weed helps. Weed just... I like to smoke certain strains that, you know, are good for arousal and stuff because those are areas that I lack in. Like, he doesn't lack in. He doesn't even smoke. But it helps me so I could help him. It does. Or I can help us become closer and more intimate.
Bring out that goddess.
Like my husband's love language is touch. He loves to be hugged and for me to tell him that I love him every day. And that's not stuff I grew up with. Like my mom didn't show me affection. So I didn't know how to show affection.
Yeah.
And then when he would show affection to me, I feel weird. Like, why are you touching me right now?
Yeah.
You know? Or only wanting to be available when I'm ready to be available, you know? And that wasn't fair to him. No. So I give my props to cannabis for helping me get through that. You know, now I'll smoke a joint and we'll chill, watch TV, kids are asleep.
And be ready.
Yes, and we'll have our time together, you know? So cannabis does help in all different areas. It's not just
that grown and sexy time.
Exactly.
You want to do that? You want to bust it wide open? You want to, you know, pop pee on the handstand? Go ahead and smoke this. You know, some of this.
For real.
Seriously. That's partially why I started making intimacy lube. That helps as well. You know, sometimes it's, for women, it's not, what's happening here can block what's going on, you know, in the yoni, in a special spot. Sometimes you need some help and cannabis helps that way as well. It doesn't always have to be smoked or, you know, ingested, although that helps. But use the plant. It's a flower power. Power, flower, whatever you want to say. There is power right there in that flower. And we need to utilize all aspects of it. It's not meant for just one thing.
Exactly.
So I love that you've taken the accountability. And I think that's what a lot of people need to do is take the accountability, realize what your roadblocks are, and then want to fix that. You live such a better life when you understand why you do what you do.
And why you feel how you feel.
Yeah. And it's not by your fault. I think a lot of people take a lot of guilt in it. And they think somehow it's their fault for their situation. And a lot of times, look, I don't like grown ass people to blame shit on their parents, because it's like, look, they were just human beings without children before you. There's no booklet that they give you when you leave the hospital that says, this is how you take care of a child. So they were doing what they could do. They made their humanly mistakes. Definitely work through what issues you have with them, but also want to move forward, not use that as, you know, as a crutch and make excuses. Like, I can't, that's something to me that an adult that I'm like, there's no room for that.
Exactly. When people tell me like they're like this because, and my mom was one of those people, she blamed her parents a lot. Mm-hmm. And so she held her trauma for all these years. Like, mm-hmm. my mom seriously had some mental stuff going on that she just chose not to work with. And so me being that kid, seeing how she was, and now being an adult, having my own kids, I told myself, I don't want to bring that trauma to them.
Yes.
So I never blame my mom for anything. I actually feel for her, you know?
Yeah.
And
because
I
understand.
I choose to change myself. I choose not to whoop my kids for any little thing, you know?
Yes.
I choose to let them have a voice.
Yes.
I don't want my kids at all, but I'm just saying, like, my mom, she'll grab the belt and whoop my ass for anything I look at her wrong. It's a whooping.
Being told to go get your own switch.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Worst fear. Don't come back in the house with a small switch. That's your ass that you got to go back in outside.
Dope. Because at that point, you made them get up.
Exactly.
It was major problems.
You know.
Belt buckles. I mean, come on. You know.
Bro.
I never got this bad, but, you know, race car tracks and like wooden spoons. And come on.
My grandmother had a ping pong paddle. That was hers. We used to hide the ping pong paddle in the house in Concord. I hate ping pong to this day because of that.
To this day.
You know, like, we all have to choose.
That's how I grew up. You know, no blame, because I still have great memories of like my grandmother, or, you know, great times that I remember with my mom and things like that. But when you come to an understanding of who they are and why they are the way they are, it's easier to forgive and to kind of extend an olive branch and move forward, because that's what it's really all about. You can't hold yourself up or allow your life to be held up, because all you're doing is you're continuing that same circle.
Yeah.
And I want nothing better than when we leave this planet. I know my husband says the same things, that our children are better than who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think my husband is absolutely perfect, but, you know, as a man raising, you know, young man, I get that. But that, I think that's what it's all about. You know, honestly, doing your best
and like living life with a clear heart and soul, you know, like holding grudges is like the worst thing you could do for your own health. I forgive my mom for everything she did and any other adult and anything else I've been through, because I needed to live my life and continue.
Yes.
I can't walk this earth with any rage. I refuse to be angry. And if I am angry, I allow myself to feel those emotions too. Like, I don't just try to ignore them, because then things can pile on.